Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Danielle. Hello, hello, Danielle, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just honored.
It's my pleasure, and it's my honor to be able to interview you. Such an amazing lady, gifted, sweet. I mean, I know this lady, everyone, for a little while, and she is the most beautiful soul I've ever met, and she's very kind, but don't underestimate. She's very good at what she does. So let's get started. We really don't want to run out of time, Danielle, and I always like to ask a little kind of funny question, but just make sure that you are comfortable. What is your favorite drink?
Oh, a pineapple in Malibu.
Ooh, wow.
I like to be reminded of somewhere warm, and I like to be near the water, and I like the fruity drinks. So, yeah, pineapple in Malibu would be my drink of choice.
Pineapple in Malibu. You know what, Alison, we've had here at the Lizzie T Radio Show anywhere from pina coladas to lemon water, which is my favorite, and pineapple. That's a new one. So thank you so much for playing along. So as a jeweler, let's all get started and talk about a little bit of background. There's your bio, but let's talk about how really did you get started into this industry.
Well, it's been a lifelong passion of mine. So it really started at a young age, and from there, my passion harvested into what I like to call as a healthy obsession, and that transpired into a post-secondary education in design. So my background is in fine jewelry, and my niche is custom design. So I've been doing that for quite some time, and you know, I'm really inspired by other people's concepts and ideas, as well as helping other women create the things that they wish existed.
And this is very unique, everyone. And Danielle, I know from what I've seen and the little that I know of, you are very creative. But it's not just you. You collaborate with your couple, and if it's a couple's case, it's a wedding. But you collaborate. You come up with the perfect dream, whatever that they have in their home, in their minds. And this is a long life thing. And you customize it. Nobody else has something like that. How did you come up to a compromise? And because I assume that people probably will ask you for very outrageous thing, and here you are designing with them and making that perfect, perfect jewelry.
Yeah, well, I mean, it started with me really recognizing that there's a gap in the experience of custom jewelry. I think that the experience needs to be just as unique and individual as the piece that we're designing. And so how can you make something that is just for you in a chain store? It's kind of like an oxymoron. So I really felt that mm-hmm. there needed to be more attention to a one-on-one experience. People don't want the same thing that the person next to them is wearing. And people really want to be involved in the buying process. Mm-hmm. And so it was just more of a marriage in terms of putting the experience together, as well as allowing the client to be part of the process.
And that's the key thing. People are really tired of going to the regular jewelry store and seeing what everybody else does. They want some uniqueness. They want something different, and they want to get involved in the process. And that is gonna mean a lot more to a couple than anything else that they buy in a regular jewelry store. And it's not just couple. You do many other things for many other occasions. Is that right?
Yes, that is right, Lizzie. I mean, first of all, I think that there's one component that has to do with achieving the look or the idea that the client has in mind. But also, we provide that comfort and convenience of not having to go and search and spend time trying to find the perfect piece and, you know, finding time parking and traveling and doing all of those kinds of things. So aside from that, there is a story behind the piece of jewelry that they're creating with us.
Right.
They're able to tell their children and their children's children how this piece was created. You know, mom and dad or Nana and, you know, grandpa sat down and created this ring, and this is why we did it. And it just makes a piece of jewelry far more exciting. And that is one of the main reasons why I got into jewelry, is not only besides, you know, the beauty of the piece itself and, you know, how it sparkles and the impressive creativity and art that's involved in it, but the stories that the people have behind it. And that's, you know, one of the favorite parts that I have in meeting my clients is, you know, the stories that they have that they tell me while we're creating this piece of jewelry that reflects who they are.
And that's the key. That's another key thing, is the story behind the whole process. And I don't think you will get that on a regular store. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are with us. Today is with us Danielle, an amazing person, sweet, sweet soul. You must get in touch with Danielle. Right now we're talking about the jewelry process, but also there's much more than that. And she's launching a huge event that I'd love for you to be participating about, especially for you guys here in the Ontario area, Toronto area. But she does custom, not only in Canada. I believe that you've been dealing also with people across the border in the United States. Can you talk about that, Danielle?
Yeah, sure. We have we are a national company, so we do coast to coast in Canada, but we also service the U.S. You know, technology is a fantastic thing, and so we are able to consult with our clients either via telephone or via Skype consultation, and communicate electronically, obviously, back and forth with our design process. So they can see real live the design process in real time and visualize the design on their computer screen as we do that together remotely. So they're very much a part of it, just as they would be if they were doing it here in Toronto where I'm located, and we're coming to them in their own home, their own private environment where they're comfortable. And yeah, so technology is a great thing. It's really helped evolve and help us cater to our clients in a bit of a different way.
This is like home to home delivery. You don't see that in jewelry, and this is one of the amazing things of your business. On that note, Danielle, I really don't want to forget to mention to my listeners, where can people reach you? Please go ahead, share your phone number if you have one, a website, email, and obviously now social media, please.
Okay. Well, we can be reached toll free at 1-855-377-4422, and our website is www.diamondduchess, and that is spelled without a T. That's often a misconception. It's DUCHESS.ca, so diamondduchess.ca, and you can reach us via email at info@diamondduchess.ca or on Twitter at Mogul Jeweler, and Facebook at Diamond Duchess Jewelry.
Love it.
I think that covers
it.
Everything.
I think so. And I love how people know to promote themselves. This is fantastic. You're listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show. We have Danielle with us right now talking about her business, talking about her love, her passion. And really, as she talked earlier, this is not just her business, this is her obsession. Love it. So now, compared to other jewelries, and I know that you're very, very custom. There's no comparison. Price-wise, are you compared with regular jewelry stores?
Well, here's the big myth about custom jewelry, and that is the pieces need to be elaborate or super expensive. And I like to use the analogy of or example of grocery shopping. If you were to go to the grocery store and pick out all the ingredients for your meal, then it's a little bit more cost effective and you get exactly what you want. You're investing the money in the ingredients that you would like to use for your meal. And so the same thing applies to custom jewelry. The client actually has full control over where they want to spend their dollars. And so if they're involved in the process, they are the ones that are dictating quality and cost, et cetera. So it is very much comparable to the cost that you would have or receive in a fine jewelry store or less because, again, you're being involved in it. And we don't have the overhead that some of these large chains have. I mean, we have a studio downtown Toronto that our pieces are produced by hand. And aside from that, we don't have a brick and mortar type of a setup. And having that element removed from the equation, our overhead is significantly less than what you would find
That's
at
right.
a chain store, et cetera. So we pass along those savings to our clients. And that's one way that our clients are able to really achieve the look that they want. And their dollar goes a lot farther.
This is fantastic, everyone, because not only you are customizing your own piece and you are given a huge, this is value that it cannot have price on. You are definitely choosing every single material and you're creating something unique that nobody else in the world, maybe similar, would have for a cost that it could be even less than the regular. So this is fantastic. Actually, before I met Danielle, I knew one person that did that, and that's my dad. He's a retired jeweler, so there is no competition, Danielle. And other than that, I've never met anybody other than my father who did that. So this is fantastic. So, Danielle, you have a huge launch coming up. And obviously, we want to talk about this launch. We want to talk about the money that you're raising. And we want people to be able to come to this event that is happening here in Ontario in can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, thank you. We have kicked off a launch or a new line, and Diamond Duchess is expanding. It is called the Original Gold Movement, and it's inspired by my career designing custom jewelry and the cumulative gratification, helping women create the things that they wish existed. And so I had launched the Original Gold Movement to provide versatility to women. Being a busy businesswoman, mother, wife, the list goes on. I can appreciate the amount of hats that people can wear in a certain day. So this line is targeted to busy women. It's a busy woman's savior. And the pieces are comprised of bracelets, rings, pendants, and earring bases with equivalent quality interchangeable pieces. And it's all crafted by hand in North America with 14 karat gold. People can pick whether they want white, rose, or yellow gold. They can mix and match the pieces to make the look their own. And it's the first in fine jewelry. So there are other lines that do it in sterling silver or titanium or some contemporary metals, but it has not been done yet in fine jewelry, so this is really exciting.
And this launch will be happening this week. Can you tell us where, when, and what time, please?
Yeah, of course. We actually kicked off this launch on January the 29th. Our campaign is on Kickstarter, and we are trying to raise $10,000 in 30 days in order to bring our product to the world's marketplace. And we have some amazing backer rewards, including limited edition designs. And it's also important to note that the backers have VIP access to our pieces before they're available to the public. So this, in order to celebrate, we have this Kickstarter launch that is a cocktail party this Thursday, February the 5th, from 6:30 to 8:30 at Shoeless Joe's Milton. And it's an open invitation and a chance for those who are interested in purchasing from the collection or just to learn more about it, to come out, meet me, and learn more about the company and the designs, et cetera.
Fantastic. So the website, everyone, is diamonddutchess.ca. I will have the link, everyone, on my social media plus on my website. The event is February 5th at Shoeless Joe's and is at 6:30. So I will be there, and I want to make sure that you are also there to support Danielle and to support her work, and definitely to make sure that we all, as women, as an entrepreneur, we all help each other. If we don't help each other, who else will? Right? You're listening to the Lizzie D Radio Show. Today is an amazing day, and we have Danielle with us talking about her love, her passion, her obsession, love that, and her work. Also, I wanted to ask Danielle one of my last questions before we run out of time. I know that this is very, very important to you. This is your work. This is your love. But as an entrepreneur, and I just wanted to make sure that you focus on this question, because there's a lot of people that aspire to be like you, and they're listening to us all over the world, and they're thinking, well, look at her, look at Danielle, amazing website, amazing business. How did she got here? What did you do? I love to learn from her. What would you say? What would be your couple of words of advice for my listeners that I would like to be inspired by you?
The one piece of advice, if I could give, would be to always make your decisions based on hope and not fear. Always make your decision based on the best case scenario, the best outcome, and never concern yourself with the worst case scenario, because it's never going to be as bad as you think it is.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And this is amazing. Look at her. She's given advice to people all over the world, and she's definitely given 150%. And really, that's what it takes. You love what you do. Just follow your heart, and don't expect any grandiose thing. Whatever comes is what is meant to be, and I strongly, strongly believe in that. Danielle, I want to thank you so, so much for being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, being part of our amazing network. We will see you on February 5th to support your launch, and I know it's going to be very, very successful. The website, again, everyone, is diamonddutchess.ca, and again, the link will be on my social media. I would love for you to have a great, great day. And any last word, Danielle?
No, just thank you so much for the opportunity to share about my launch and to share some advice with some other great women out there. I appreciate it, and you're an inspiration yourself, Lizzie.
You're very welcome. Actually, I have one last question. What would you say or what would you remember being one of your most satisfied clients, something that you could say to the audience out there, that somebody has come back to you and share a story with you, and that something that moved them, and you can definitely remember this for the rest of your business life?
Well, a lot of my business as well is repurposing jewelry. And what that means is people who have inherited heirlooms that are not necessarily their style, broken pieces of jewelry that they used to love but become outdated. I meet with the clients, and we do a design assessment And we take weights of the metal, we measure the stones, and we actually take those resources and melt them down and reapply it to a new design. And so all of the sentimental value of those stones, of those precious metals, are kept intact, just presented in a different way. So it's a piece that has love, that it's coming from, you know, years and years and years of being in a family, or, you know, sentimental value attached to it. And it's just something that is now being loved outside of the jewelry box, as opposed to being kept in a jewelry box, which is just a sin for any piece of jewelry. So
that's right.
To be worn and be looked at and admired and most importantly loved. And so an experience would have involved that, and we were able to take grandma's rings. It was a combination of his side of the family and her side of the family, and we melted some pieces down and we created an engagement ring. And so it was absolutely fabulous to have both sides of the family be part of this union, because that's really what it is, right? A support on both sides, two families becoming one. And how great is it that two families, lines of jewelry from, you know, their ancestors, etc., have been collaborated into one piece. So it's
so
special.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. That deserves definitely an applause. Okay, hon, we are finally done recording, so
awesome.
I will edit this.
the phone sometimes, but I really wouldn't know what to say. Butterflies in my tummy inside, and they always seem to get in my way. I don't and I smile, and quite a while, I get butterflies inside when I see you. And it feels like love.
you want. Tell me what you see and what you believe. Tell me how you feel. Does it feel real? Tell me if you cry in the middle of the night. Tell me what I can do, and I will try to help you. Because I love you.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now, Worldwide Show.